This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about in terms of vaccines, in terms of Medicare open enrollment, in terms of what's been going on the front lines with COVID. But I have to open with this. I'm in my 40s. I think we all know that, right? And I know I've pretended to be 29. I know everyone's like, oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. The older I get, the lower my voice. By the time I'm 60, I'm going to be sounding like this. And I don't mind. I'm getting more testosterone. I love it. Getting more meaty, more hairy. But I didn't realize that I've been eating a lot of my foods wrong. So yesterday was a complete bloodbath. I don't know, for those of you guys that follow me on Facebook, I wanted to bone up on my vitamin C. I'm still COVID negative. My antibodies, still negative. I don't know how I've gotten through the season without being exposed. I just got my results back. Still COVID negative. Anyway, but I still want to up my vitamin C. And one of my friends gave me some pomegranates the other night. So I decided to open up a pomegranate. Now, pomegranates, you would think I would know how to eat. I think pomegranate is Israel's fruit, and it's a common fruit. I've had pomegranate juice. I think I've even had pomegranate mojitos. But I didn't know how to eat a pomegranate. So I'm wearing a shirt. It's not a fancy shirt, but I'm wearing a shirt. I'm in the kitchen. And I have the windows all open because it wasn't really that hot, and I wanted to, you know, get some COVID air, right? Because I still don't understand why I'm COVID negative. And I want some antibodies so I can donate plasma. But anyway, so the windows are open, and the houses behind my house can stare straight into the house. We you know, in Vegas, you don't really have much backyard. Some homes do. I don't. So basically, you have, you know, neighbors that can look right in, but I don't care. I'm dressed. Why would I care? So I take the pomegranate, and I cut it in half, you know, kind of like you do an avocado. And then I wanted to, like, sink my teeth in, but there's all this white stuff. I mean, there's like the fruit, there's like the nuts, but then there's like this white sheath on there. And so I try to, like, lick it through and take some more bites at it. So then I made another cut. And every time I made another cut, there was, like, spatter all over the place. Like, you know, Dexter would really, like, not know what that was going on. I mean, there is red, blood red, all over the house. And it's really funny because I told my son, I go, I got some pomegranates. And he goes, pomegranates, is that the fruit that bleeds? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Well, he's right. So I finally figure out a way where I could get a wedge and I could get in there and eat, you know? And I, you guys know me. I don't like fruit that has seeds or wedges or other sorts of crap on there. Okay, just let me dig into my food. So it took me about maybe 40 minutes to get into this pomegranate. And, you know, being from the family I'm from where you never waste food, you know, because of the Depression era and Holocaust and all that, I'm not going to throw away one little seed. So it was really anxiety-producing to go, oh, my God, a little seed rolled. But every time one of these seeds rolled and splattered and the juice went all over the place, it was a mess. So now my shirt is just completely, like, looked like it was soaked in blood. So I'm like, damn, you know, so I take it off. And then, like, the bra went through, so I said, take that off, too. Gotta tell you, it's the easiest way to get a woman topless. Get her all, you know, messed up with a pomegranate that was eaten inappropriately. So then, now I'm here in the kitchen, topless, with the pomegranate. There looks like blood stain all over the place. There's seeds all over. The dog is like, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And so then I decide to, like, go upstairs, right, to go and get a shirt on. And, of course, I pass by the window so the neighbors could see me. Right, all full of blood-stained clothes, even though it wasn't blood, it was pomegranate-stained, topless. So, I put this on Facebook, and people are like, you're eating pomegranates wrong. I'm like, really? Really? Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. Really? Well, yeah, I guess I have been. And I didn't realize there's so many foods we've been eating wrong. Okay, so, like, for example, like an orange. You're supposed to slice the orange at the base and at the top, and then you could just roll the peel off. I've been sticking my fingers and breaking nails into, like, getting an orange out of its peel. I guess with the pomegranate, you're supposed to cut it in quarters and then peel off the things. Or somebody said just go to Sam's Club or Costco and they just have it already peeled for you. So I guess you do that. I just stuck a straw in it and it was a mess. But anyway, big topless fiasco with that one for me. Chicken wings. We eat chicken wings wrong. We leave so much meat on that chicken wing, you're supposed to pull off the cartilage and the bone pops off and then you can eat the meat and then throw out the cartilage. Who knew? Cupcakes. We're eating cupcakes wrong. Cupcakes, you're supposed to slice off the piece of the bottom cake, throw it on top of the frosting, and eat it like a sandwich. Who knew? Oreos. You're supposed to stick a fork in the soft part of the Oreo and dunk it in milk. I've been opening them up and licking them and making a sandwich and then getting the Oreo stuck in my teeth. I didn't know you're supposed to stick a fork in an Oreo. Did you guys? How many of you guys really screw up hard-boiled eggs? Well, to uncrack a hard-boiled egg, they say when you boil the egg, you put a little bit of baking soda in there. Then when the egg cools, you poke a little hole in each end, and then you blow into the egg, and then it just comes out of the shell. I've never tried that because I don't like hard-boiled eggs, but I guess you could do that. Strawberries. Same thing with strawberries. With strawberries, you know, I was taught by my mom that you cut off the stem part. And, you know, then I would cut off too much of the fruit. And my mom would yell at me, going, oh, you're wasting food. You know, you're not supposed to waste food in my family. So I guess what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to stick a straw in the bottom of the, strawberry. And then it pokes all the way through, pokes out the stem, and then you can eat the strawberry. Who knew? Tacos. When you eat a taco, everything falls out. They say grab a piece of lettuce. You need more lettuce anyway. Wrap it around the taco, and then you can eat the taco. Hamburgers. Hamburgers, all the stuff falls out, right? Flip the hamburger over. I guess when you eat a hamburger, the bigger bun, the top bun is bigger. So then everything stays in place and you can eat the burger. I never knew to do this. Orange juice. You know how you pour the orange juice and you're trying to pour, you're supposed to, I guess, flip it opposite. When you pour your milk or your orange juice, I don't have anything to show you, but just flip, do it the backwards way, and apparently it comes out easier. Who knew? Who would have thunk? I guess with avocados, there's a way to figure out if an avocado is ripe. You like take out the stem, and if it looks kind of gooey and black and whatever, it's not right. And then if it's kind of yellow, I guess it is. I just had no idea. Peas. If peas are rolling all over the place, they say just mash them up and eat them like a paste. I hate peas, but I'm going to do the cupcake thing, though, tonight. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, don't go away. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while everybody's kind of hustling and bustling around and getting shopping done for Christmas and still cleaning up the house from Thanksgiving, we got Medicare open enrollment ending in a few days, by December 7th. And many of you guys have called in asking about what's going on with insulin, what's going on with the donut hole, with Part D. So I'm really excited to have our next guest, Sharon Graham, Regional Administrator from CMS Philadelphia, is joining us to kind of answer some of our questions on Medicare and open enrollment. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad you're here, Sharon. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Dolly. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so one of the most exciting things that's happening, I mean, usually with Medicare, you don't really hear Medicare and excitement in the same sentence, but there's some new changes with insulin coverage. Can you tell us what's going on with that?
Yeah, sure. This is a really great change for 2021 for people with Medicare. We now have hundreds of plans across the country who are offering insulin coverage for $35 a month and sometimes even less for their insulin coverage. And this is brand new, and we think that it's going to save people with Medicare upwards of $450 a year if they find and select a plan that that offers this type of coverage. You know, there's one in three Medicare beneficiaries who have diabetes, so for them, this is especially important.
Oh, my gosh, it is. I know, you know, and you know, as we age and, you know, especially with COVID weight, you know, we're expecting that number to even rise even more. You know, why did it take so long for the insulin? And I mean, I know it's hard. I think, you know, I realize there's a lot of bureaucracy and all that. But, you know, why wasn't this done sooner? You know, 2021, thank God, we're finally doing something with insulin costs. But this has been something that, you know, Medicare beneficiaries have been very kind of plagued by. What was it, you know? Was it issues in terms of supply? What do you think was going on?
You know, it was an issue of supply. Medicare has always covered insulin for those people with diabetes. But we've been seeing the numbers go up in terms of Medicare beneficiaries who have diabetes. And the last several years, it's been creeping up and creeping up. It finally seems to have plateaued. But we've been hearing from a lot of our beneficiaries about this need and this very high out-of-pocket cost that they were experiencing. And so with that feedback and some studies that we did, we knew that it was time, and Congress passed the legislation that allowed for this particular change. And that's why we're moving forward with it in 2021.
I love it. You know, another thing too also was a lot of the diabetics in the 90s and 2000s were using a lot of the oral medications, not just the insulin-dependent diabetics, but the type 2. And I think many people realize that sometimes insulin might be a better fit than a lot of these multiple orals. And so I think we also have a higher percentage of diabetics utilizing more insulin. And so I think the demand also increased on that front as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Medicare open enrollment, we got a few days left. What kind of tips do you have for our listeners that haven't gotten started yet?
Well, and you're right. Medicare open enrollment ends at midnight on Monday, December 7th. So it's so important for people to take the time to evaluate their health care coverage. You know, you mentioned earlier at the top of our segment here, Dr. Dahlia, that this is shopping season. Consider this shopping season for your health care coverage,
mm-hmm.
because the plans, they change their coverage every year in terms of out-of-pocket costs especially. And we know that people with Medicare, their health care needs change every year. So we're really encouraging people to use this open enrollment to make sure that they have the health care coverage and the prescription drug coverage that meets their needs today. You know, make sure that you're still comfortable with a premium or any cost sharing that a plan might have, or original Medicare. Make sure your doctor is still in the network if you're in a plan that has a network of doctors you need to use. Make sure that your prescription drugs are still covered and are offered at an out-of-pocket cost that's comfortable for you. And if anything makes you pause, go out to our website, Medicare.gov, or call our 1-800 Medicare helpline, and we have people who are ready to answer any questions and assist you in making any changes that you might need.
Absolutely. I was going to say, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS.gov, you've made it kind of simple where they could go to Medicare.gov, right, as well, to be able to get a lot of the information and kind of be able to walk through the plans, correct?
Exactly. And, you know, especially with this coronavirus crisis right now, people can do that from the safety of their own home. Just go right to our website, Medicare.gov. Right there on the homepage is a button to click on called our Medicare Plan Finder. You'll be asked a series of very specific questions about your health care needs, and then you'll be offered a series of plans that are available to you in your area where you live.
Mm-hmm. So one of my listeners wants to know, who would need an Advantage plan and who would be fine with the regular Medicare plan? Who do you guys do you have any recommendations on terms of additional coverage?
So it's a very personal decision for people. Everybody, when they get a Medicare, when they're first eligible, are automatically placed in Original Medicare. And Original Medicare covers inpatient and outpatient services. There's an annual deductible, and then there's out-of-pocket costs at a percentage of the cost of health care. And so that can often be an unpredictable percentage, depending on what kind of health care coverage you get. Medicare Advantage plans tend to be a lower out-of-pocket premium and have more fixed costs with them, so perhaps a $10 copay or a $20 copay. In return, you're agreeing to receive all your healthcare services from a set network of providers, unless, of course, you have an emergency that you're urgently needed care. You're agreeing to get your healthcare services through a set network of providers, where original Medicare is an open network of providers. Those are some of, at a high level, the key differences. But again, your listeners can call 1-800-MEDICARE if they need more help.
Okay. No, that's fantastic. We're speaking to Sharon Graham, Regional Administrator of CMS Philadelphia. Can you talk about the donut hole? It sounds like the donut hole no longer exists. Tell us about that with Part D Medicare.
Well, sure. Originally, when Medicare Part D was passed and went into place in 2006, now it's already been 16 years, it's hard to believe, but the original Medicare donut hole came with that first coverage of prescription drugs. And in essence, that was once a person had a certain dollar amount of prescription drug coverage, then they had to pay 100% of the cost of their drugs. With the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2013, the donut hole has been gradually shrinking so that now, in essence, a person has just a very flat out-of-pocket cost that they have to pay once they hit a certain dollar threshold. So there's no more having to pay 100% for your out-of-pocket cost like it used to be.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. You know, a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of things that Medicare covers with no out-of-pocket costs, like flu shots, right? Flu shots are free on Medicare.
Exactly. In fact, all preventative services are free, but the flu shot right now is so important for people because we know the flu is especially dangerous for people with Medicare, causes a lot of complications, and so we're encouraging all people with Medicare to get out there and get their flu shot and know that it's free. $0 out-of-pocket costs, whether you go to perhaps your local grocer or a local pharmacy, and of course your provider too as well, your primary care doctor, can all give you the Medicare flu shot and do so with $0 out-of-pocket costs.
Exactly, exactly. I told my mom to go to the local CVS or the local Walgreens. You know, there was less of a wait. You know, she could still do her shopping, and she was able to get her flu shot, no payment needed, and it was painless. I love that you guys are helping us, you know, promote
exactly.
Flu shot awareness.
Yeah, that's so important to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, my mom's of that age, and she's been of that age for a while, and, you know, when we saw, you know, many of the, you know, death spikes, you know, last season along with COVID, you know, flu played a role. You know, death rates kind of went down this summer, but they're going to be coming back up, and we can't ignore the fact that flu does kill anywhere from 20 to 80,000 a year, and last year they said the numbers were between 20 and 60,000, so it's a huge range, and way too many. One is too many, so thank you and your team for everything you're doing to help, you know, promote that. What else would you like my listeners to know about open enrollment for Medicare?
Well, the key takeaway for people, as you noted earlier, Dr. Dahlia, is that open enrollment ends on December 7th. That's Monday. This coming Monday at midnight, open enrollment ends. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't make any changes, there won't be an option to make a change until next year for 2022. So it's so important for people to review their health care coverage now because it's the health care coverage that they will have in place for all of 2021. So, again, go to 1-800-MEDICARE or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Go to our website, medicare.gov. And even if you don't make a change, at least review your options so you're comfortable with the choice that you have.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sharon Graham, thank you for joining us. Bless you and your team, and can't wait to have you back. And good luck. I know you're going to have a busy, busy month.
We will. Thank you so much today, Dr.
Dahlia. Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Once again, what we'll be singing that out of night.
What What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vaccines usually take years to develop. Under Operation Warp Speed to combat COVID-19, we got it done in well under 1 year. In a major announcement, the United Kingdom has approved the Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. The two-shot process will start shipping out to UK's most vulnerable in the next 48 to 72 hours. President Trump's claim of massive voter fraud gained a lot of traction Tuesday night as whistleblowers claimed firsthand the levels of voter fraud.
The day after the election, the Postal Service supervisor asked me if I'd forgotten ballots the night before. I didn't have any. 100,000 ballots were supposedly missing in the state of Wisconsin.
I can tell you I took 24 pallets from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, addresses on them.
But if we don't pick the people that are making the decisions on our behalf, then we have a rogue government doing whatever they want to do.
USA Radio News. Washington State's most populated county, King County, is establishing a new program to address its more than 7,000 court cases. The initiative includes using nonprofit community groups to decide the fate of offenders rather than a judge. The program will be available for first-time nonviolent criminals. This will allow alleged felons to bypass facing a judge and skip jail time. Tuesday, Republican Senator and law professor Ted Cruz of Texas urged the U.S. Supreme Court to hear an appeal of a case challenging the election results in Pennsylvania, saying the matter raises serious legal issues. A whistleblower truck driver has testified he delivered 24 pallets of filled-in ballots from New York State to Pennsylvania. Although Attorney General William Barr says there's no evidence, how many ballots are on 24 pallets? The Trump administration has invited vaccine manufacturers, drug distributors, and government officials to a COVID-19 vaccine summit next week at the White House. It's scheduled for December 8th and will be attended by the President and Vice President Mike Pence. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, lately in the news, we've been having a lot of people go, what? Wait, what? And we've had another one of those, wait, what? Come on, man, moments. And I guess this now comes with the CDC shortening the quarantine guidelines. A lot of doctors are mixed on this. I'll give you my opinion. But while we're, you know, in the midst of the COVID pandemic and cases are rising throughout the United States, this is the time that the CDC chose to shorten the quarantine. And many people are, again, going, wait, What? Make no sense. So, what the new guidelines are going to be with the CDC in terms of quarantine, and I'll, again, take the difference between quarantine and isolation, is if you've been exposed to COVID, rather than you being home and isolated for 14 days, you can now shrink that down to 10 days. You could shrink it even more to 7 days if you test negative for COVID. Half the country is going to be like, it's about time. Other half the country is going to be like, well, no, no. Explain a few things to me. What if the test is negative? What about the whole incubation period? So where did the 14 days come from? Well, the 14 days came from, and I know people think they pulled it out of the retroperitoneum, but the 14 days came very early on in the pandemic. We were told immediately that the virus had an incubation period of 14 days. Incubation period means you get the virus, it could take up to 2 weeks to decide to brew and come out and infect you. Now, I was a little stunned by that revelation because we didn't know what the hell we were dealing with. We didn't know why some people were dying and some people weren't. We didn't know where the virus came from, yet we knew about the incubation period. 14 days. I'm like, how did you guys deduce that? We have all these other questions. Can you use the same speed on how you figured out the 14 days as with all the other stuff? Like, where's our vaccine? No. Apparently, we realized or investigated and concluded early on that 14 days was the incubation period of this virus. So we're like, okay, I mean, again, wow, that's, you got some group of researchers who are, you know, on, you know, Red Bull, and then maybe some of the other researchers are smoking dupes. But boy, they came up with that pretty quickly. So then we're like, all right, well, then I guess you got to stay home for 14 days. Then we found out that many people might be home and just sitting doing nothing for 14 days, missing work, not being able to work, and maybe they could be contagious, maybe they aren't. And 2 weeks was a long time for them to go back to work and then get exposed again and then go back for another 14 days. If, let's say, you were in quarantine, somebody came home and said, hi, I want to give you a kiss, or I want to do some nookie-nookie because it's been a while, and then they exposed you, you had to start a whole another 14 days. So we didn't really have a lot of sex during quarantine times. And I think people kind of like, okay, wait, 14 days is a long time. Remember when we had to wait each Sunday for the next Game of Thrones episode and 7 days seemed like forever and you needed to see the recap? Like with Mandalorian, it's like, wait a second, don't fast forward to the recap. I forgot what we saw last week. 7 days is a long time. 14 days seems like forever. So people were kind of like, okay, wait a second, where did this 14-day come from? Plus, many people, when they did get exposed to COVID, they were like, they were saying, yeah, you know, I went to this party, or I went to this protest, or I went to church, or I went to whatever they claimed where they got it. And then they said they got sick a few days later. So medical researchers started to deduce that, you know, maybe the incubation period might be a little shorter. Maybe most people seem to get exposed a few days after, or seem to get sick a few days after. So, you know, do we really have to do a 14-day full quarantine? Now, some of you on the other side are like, well, wait a second, okay, I thought that asymptomatic people can shed the virus. I thought that, you know, if somebody was exposed, you don't want them out and about exposing other people. So why would you let them come back after 10 days? Why would you let them come back after 7? Well, okay, let's say you had a test that showed you were negative for COVID. Does that mean you have to still be in your house? Well, what have we been seeing lately with these tests? We've been seeing that a lot of these tests are either falsely negative or falsely positive. We've had reports of people who didn't wait in line and said, you know what, I'll just come back another time for my COVID test. And boom, the COVID test comes up positive. We've had people that had textbook symptoms of COVID. First two COVID tests negative, then finally one came positive. So I think most of us could agree that some of our testing leaves a lot to be desired. So are we going to trust, in the midst of a pandemic with high spread and still high hospitalization rates, somebody who was exposed has a negative test and letting them come back to work? So how I look at this, because, you know, these medical experts aren't stupid. All right, there's a lot of things they're weighing. Okay, they're weighing epidemic versus pandemic. They're weighing economy versus shutdown. They're weighing, mitigation versus herd immunity. They're weighing all these things. And once we got to pandemic stage from epidemic, remember, epidemic is you have an epidemic, you try to isolate, you try to quarantine, you try to close it off. By pandemic, it's out there. It's really hard to corner off. There is no way you're convincing me that we are mitigating the spread of COVID when we're only quarantining those who actually come forth and go, I think I was exposed. You know how many people keep their hand down? They're like, nope, I wasn't exposed. Let me work. The average person out there is lying through their teeth or they're in denial. So we're thinking that we're really controlling the spread of the virus, locking down bakeries and locking down restaurants and you know, the rules are too random. And the grocery stores, there's tons of people going to grocery stores. Okay, so they might not be going to the club, they might not be going to Goofy Golf, but they're going to the grocery store. Now, I don't want anybody to shut down grocery stores, I don't want anybody to shut down anything, but, you're basically shifting people with the virus. And when people say, yeah, but those going to the grocery store, they don't have COVID because those that do are quarantining or isolating. How do you know? You know how many people have a runny nose and they're like, I'm good. No, you don't have to test me, I'm good. The average person does not want to be diagnosed with COVID. They don't want to get tested. A lot do. So what's the difference between quarantine and isolating? So quarantine, you could quarantine a whole cruise ship. You could quarantine a whole classroom. You could quarantine a whole group of people. Quarantine means you isolate them, or you I don't want to use the term isolate, but you put them in a position where they aren't around other people. They could quarantine with others. And you watch for symptoms. Isolating is a little bit more intimate. Isolate is where you isolate individually. That's how I remember it. And isolating is somebody who does have it. All right, quarantines are for those who we think are exposed. Isolation, those rules are not changing. If you have COVID, you isolate, meaning you're by yourself. I know some people are like, well, I want to isolate with other COVID patients. No, we don't have you isolate with other COVID patients. You isolate by yourself. And then you could go back to work or go back to the living world after 10 days, as long as you don't have a fever and your symptoms have improved. And you can't be like taking fever reducing medications to, you know, get under the thermometer radar. So isolation is when you have it. Quarantine is when you've been exposed. Now, many people are like, well, why hasn't the CDC changed their website yet? They had a lot of graphics on this whole 14-day quarantine. They had a lot of pretty graphics. So they have to like fix all the graphics. So you will see the CDC website updated, but right now in the news, we're all reporting that the CDC will lower this. For many employers out there, they're like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, get our employees back if they feel up to it. A lot of employees who have been sitting home for 14 days, not getting paid because they've used up all their leave, they're like, get me back to work. Others are going to be like, I don't like this because I think we'll have more spread. What I believe is happening is this is a way for the government and for society to slowly start to just realize that COVID is something we're going to live with. You're going to be exposed to the flu when you go to a grocery store. You're going to be exposed to the common cold. You're going to be exposed to salmonella, unfortunately. You're going to be exposed to COVID. Not that's, you know, good news, but it's just us trying to backpedal and scale back so life can go on. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have been kind of confused about what is going on with the election fraud allegations for this election. A lot of confusing things. Ross Miller and Stavros Anthony in Nevada, running for county commissioner, apparently a decision has been made to not move forward with a special election with only 10 votes separating the two, and Ross Miller being certified for the election. That kind of drew a lot of backlash. Many people want some answers as to what happened with this last election and all the allegations of fraud. President Trump has been tweeting ferociously, and I'm not saying that in a negative tense. He's been trying to get his case out there, and many of you have been also very, I guess, confused as to where the media is in terms of covering these allegations. And half the country thinks they're just, it's a, you know, witch hunt, it's conspiracy, it's fake news, and others are like, you know, is this suppression? And so, you know, President Trump, as long as Twitter doesn't close off his account, he's using Twitter to get, you know, the word out. Newsmax is out there. But, you know, the average media outlet is not really covering this. I think OANN is covering it. And when you look at the select few media outlets that are covering it, and you see people, the witnesses coming up to the mic and explaining what they saw, I mean, it's ghastly. It's you know, why isn't anybody investigating this? Well, yesterday, Attorney General Barr had had in an interview, it sounded as if the investigation was concluded, but it wasn't. And when Attorney General Bill Barr said to date that they had not seen enough evidence of voter fraud, that didn't necessarily mean that the whole, shall we say, book was closed. The Justice Department has reiterated that they have not concluded its investigation, and they are vowing to pursue all specific and credible allegations of ballot fraud stemming from the presidential contest. So, a statement from the DOJ spokesperson came after the Associated Press interviewed Attorney General Bill Barr about the status of the probe. The DOJ spokesperson did not deny the AP report, but was at odds at how some media outlets represented it. They said some media outlets have incorrectly reported that the department has concluded its investigation of election fraud and announced an affirmative finding that no fraud in this election. He said that is not what the Associated Press reported nor what the Attorney General said. The department will continue to receive and vigorously pursue all specific and credible allegations of fraud as expeditiously as possible. And so, you know, we have witnesses citing, you know, pallets of ballots and vans of ballots. And there's been a lot of whistleblowers. I mean, not just one or two. There was a contract driver for the U.S. Postal Service. They said at a press conference near Washington that hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots disappeared or were backdated, and that pro-Trump mail was, quote, undelivered in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Now, I'm not that well versed on, you know, election frauds and shenanigans and what constitutes criminal versus civil, but if there are ads and mail that's supposed to go out that is, you know, pro-Biden or pro-Trump, the Postal Service is supposed to deliver that no matter what. So, you know, it appears that the quote-unquote election fraud might be extending weeks or months before to, ads or promotional items, and that is a manipulation of the system. Barr had said that the Justice Department hadn't seen evidence of widespread voter fraud, But, again, that doesn't necessarily mean that the DOJ is going to close the case. So what's going on? You know, Doug Ducey was in the news. Apparently people said that he ignored a call from President Trump. I don't know if that really happened. It looked like he was in the middle of a meeting and the phone rang, and it looks like he just kind of put his phone to a side. I don't know if he saw if it was President Trump or not. And I know some people find that odd, that when you're in the middle of a hearing, the president's calling you on your cell going, dude, you know, say this, say this. But, you know, where are the Republican politicians on this? You know, why aren't we seeing more of a united front? Well, one is maybe there is a united front and we're just not seeing the media cover it. Or two, are, you know, many of the Republican politicians in each of these states, you know, feeling that, no, there wasn't any fraud? Or three, are they, you know, worried that they're going to have to join the other side and protect their own heinies? Now, I'm not going to speak for any particular politician, but if I ran a state or I ran a county and I heard that there were signed affidavits of people saying that X, you know, this happened, this happened, this happened, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you have got to take that seriously. And if you aren't going to take a witness seriously, explain why. You know, did they have holes in their story? Was it somebody that, you know, really wasn't there and working, where they were not a credible witness? But if these are credible witnesses, I mean, you aren't hearing, you know, you're just hearing, oh, yeah, there's no fraud, there's no fraud, there's no fraud. Nobody's saying, well, why are all these witnesses being discounted? Now, mind you, you know, somebody loses an election, they could say, you know what, I'm going to take one for the team, I'll bear false witness, and I'll, you know, lie through my teeth. I just don't really believe this is happening. Because these people are putting their lives on the line, and they don't seem to, from what I'm understanding, if anybody is vetting these people, they don't seem to be, you know, the hard left or the hard right, you know, diehards on social media fighting for a cause. These are people that were working and going, look, this is what I saw. I want to do the right thing. Now, you know, the other side will always say, look, it's not enough to overturn it. You know, if you found 60,000 votes or, you know, 100, it's not enough to overturn it. You know, Biden still won. That's not the point. The point isn't, you know, if it's enough to, you know, overturn or say he won by more, is it's a sign that the election process lost huge integrity, was not airtight, and that fraud could have been rampant. And how do you take any of the votes seriously? And it's like the media doesn't want to cover this. Nobody wants to talk about it. And, you know, I mean, if I was a media outlet, you know, and I was trying to be fair and balanced, and I would, you know, I would be reporting the cases. I would be saying exactly what the news was. Pennsylvania certified for Biden. I'm not going to throw, you know, commentary like we've seen from many of the news outlets. I'm not going to mention all of them, but it seems like most of them, where finally, or, you know, they'll throw an adjective in there or something. Just say, okay, you know, Pennsylvania certified these results. These four people in Pennsylvania came forward with affidavits saying this happened. Just report it. Let us know what happened, because if you think that you are going to be on the side that will never have voter fraud, you got another thing coming. I you know, we've been joking about, you know, dead people voting and ballots cast for dead people, all, you know, ever since I could remember. It's probably voter fraud's probably happened even way before the Kennedy election and all that. But why did we let it go? If one person had access to a dead person's ballot, then how do we know that, you know, they didn't have access to more? That means we have a system where that's broken. So as far as I'm concerned, I think the investigation should continue, and I think people should take these allegations very seriously, because our election integrity in America and its constitution is at risk. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY, don't go away.
A Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.